Jeff, a lot of guys get frustrated early in there. I got to trade this guy. He's terrible. Who are some players that you think have underachieved early that you probably could get for good return that are going to bounce back?
As far as guys who haven't performed too well yet, let's see here. We got, you know, obviously you don't want to be jumping any kind of crazy conclusions here, you know, just through 2 weeks. But heading into week three, you know, a couple of guys you could pick up around here. Let's see. Pretty much right now it's a good opportunity to be capitalizing on some injury concerns. Week two was just brutal for injuries. So a couple of guys, one guy who performed well on Monday night, Eric Decker, performed really well looking at a knee injury. He's going to be a game-time decision this week. And his teammate Chris Ivory is also going to be a game-time decision for the Jets this week when they host the Eagles. But both of those guys, you might be able to get a hold of an owner. You know, if the owner of Ivory or Decker in your league also, you know, just lost Breeze, just lost Romo, lost Dez, you know, they could be getting a little bit shaky. Those are a couple of guys you might be able to pick off of their rosters.
Carson Palmer has been on fire for Arizona. You know, Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown as well. I don't know if he can continue this pace, but when you see that offense in Arizona, what impresses you the most?
You know, their receiving options are really good. You know, before Palmer went down last season, Larry Fitzgerald was awesome when Palmer was on the field, and he's doing this thing again. He had 3 touchdowns last week. Having a veteran like that running most of his routes out of the slot gives Palmer a good option in there. And then John Brown, he's a little guy, but he can really burn on the outside. And he's been good so far this season. And you're not even getting down a receiver with the talent of Michael Floyd is even further down the pecking order there in Arizona. So they got some pretty good targets there. And when Palmer's been on the field the last couple of seasons, he's been rock solid. He was good, like I said, last year before the knee injury. And I just think that overall Bruce Arians offense there really gets pumping. They haven't quite got into the NFC West opposition of the defenses. They'll start that this week with the Niners, but nothing too scary there. And I think they'll keep going at this pace.
Now, with Drew Brees out with the rotator cuff, do you stay away from Saints guys? Or would a guy like C.J. Spiller maybe be even more valuable because they're probably just going to want to dump the ball off with the quarterback and hope that he can make some plays?
Yeah. I mean, that's generally the train of thought here is maybe look to the running backs here. Mark Ingram should get fed pretty well. You'd think they might be dumping off to Spiller a little bit there, but I think Ingram's about the only guy I'd roll out. I don't really want any part of that passing game right now.
Okay.
Carolina's defense has been pretty good, the number one fantasy scoring D through 2 weeks, and I think they're going to eat New Orleans alive on Sunday with the backup in there, and I think Ingram's the only guy I'd roll with.
What about Carolina's offense? You mentioned that their defense is going to roll the Saints. So do you expect their offense then to be on the field? And, you know, like Greg Olsen in most leagues is a must start anyway because there's not a ton of tight ends. But do you start maybe looking at Ted Ginn Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, with Jericho Cautery's out, you know, they're looking at Ginn, Philly Brown, and Devin Funchess as really their only receiving options outside of Olsen. Obviously, Olsen's locked in as a start there. But I think with their defense really looking to pummel on New Orleans here, I think they're going to be going to that Ron Rivera ground game, really pounding Jonathan Stewart. He's questionable, but he's going to be able to go on Sunday. So don't have any worries about Stewart. I think Stewart's going to be really pounding it down there. Camo, of course, will get his carries. I think maybe Funchess for a little bit of luck in the red zone, hopefully. But I wouldn't roll anyone as deep as Ginn or Brown this week.
Okay. Who are you when you look at matchups? You know, and I don't want to. We don't have to talk about the obvious ones. We know that Brady's playing, Gronkowski's playing. But are there any guys that are maybe tweeners that you think are really good matchups this week that you would put on your team?
As far as matchups this week. Yeah, I really like, you know, I mentioned a little bit earlier, Eric Decker being a game-time decision. I doubt he plays on Sunday, and if that is the case, Brandon Marshall should really match up Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia's offense obviously looked awful last week. You know, their defense hasn't been anything to write home about either. I really like Brandon Marshall there in that matchup. As far as a couple of other ones here, let's see. I do think Isaiah Crowell there in Cleveland. They're hosting the Raiders. The first time the Raiders have left home this year, and the Raiders off defense rather has just been atrocious. And Crowell showed a little bit of a little bit of improvement in week two over week one. I think maybe he might be able to creep into flex zone there. And then back to the Jets. Gosh, I've been harping on the Jets quite a bit. But if Ivory doesn't go, then Bilal Powell should get all the work there in that backfield. And he's one of the, you know, the injury replacements, a la Devonta Freeman in Atlanta, that might be worth a look this week with the lead backs hurt.
What do you make of Tennessee, Indianapolis? The Colts, most people are expecting them to bounce back. Is this a game where you say, okay, you know, we're going to see the real Andrew Luck against Tennessee's defense? And is Sankey a guy that you're still pretty high on? How do you rate this as far as, you know, some offensive guys on Tennessee potentially against the Colts defense?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Tennessee, you know, they had the great week one, just absolutely crushing Tampa Bay, and then they struggled a little bit on the road last week with Cleveland. You know, Sankey's not someone I really want to rely on there. You know, like you're saying, if Indianapolis does bounce back and they show their true colors here on the road at Tennessee, and if Tennessee's chasing them, which could very well happen, Dexter McCluster is going to be the guy getting most of the work there. He was the most productive Tennessee back last week. He's played the most snaps at any of the Tennessee backs so far this year through 2 weeks, and he's the guy that gets the receiving work there. So, yeah, last week when they were chasing the Browns, it was McCluster doing his thing, and I think that could be the guy if Indianapolis comes in here and gets a good lead on Tennessee.
And one last one for you. Benjamin, you know, the Cleveland Browns, it's interesting. That game, Oakland and Cleveland, you know, is David Carr now suddenly a guy possibly you pick up as a quarterback if you have Drew Brees and other ones? And Benjamin, I don't expect a punt return all the time. You know, the guy doesn't get a lot of balls, but he's got big play capability. Is that still a risky play, or is this a guy who you maybe think suddenly going to start getting more time in the Cleveland offense?
You know, he certainly could, and that's a good point to bring up, because it'll be interesting with Josh McCown starting for Cleveland, whether he looks to Benjamin as heavily as Johnny Manziel did. Most of Benjamin's big plays so far this year on the offensive side have come when Manziel's on the field.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if McCown looks to him the same way. You know, like you're saying, not a ton of work there in the Cleveland offense. They're not going to be throwing a ton there. But, I mean, geez, that big play potential when he does get the ball in his hands. I'd put him on your watch list for one more week here. If he produces with McCown in there, maybe. Add him on your waiver wire pickup list for next week.
A few quick ones for you. If you had to pick between Peyton Manning or Cam Newton, who would you start?
This week, boy, let's see. I'd still roll with Peyton. The risk there, like we talked about a little bit earlier, is New Orleans just completely falling flat on their face at Carolina. And in that case, the Panthers will just run the ball and be pounding it down New Orleans' throat there. And Denver on the road at Detroit. Obviously, Manning's struggles earlier this year have been well-publicized, but I'd still roll with him there. Should get more attempts.
And one last one on quarterbacks. Bradford, Kaepernick, or Mariota can start one. Who would you choose?
Bradford, Kaepernick, or Mariota? Bradford sure looked awful. Mariota is the only one playing at home here. He pretty much has the best match. I mean, Bradford's in an awful matchup. The Jets defenses look awesome leading the NFL in takeaways so far through 2 weeks. And Kaepernick on the Bears, I don't want any part of that either. NDB is nothing special. Hopefully Tennessee can keep control of that game, keep themselves in it down there. I think Mariota's the one I'd roll with there.
And we talked about Palmer earlier. As good as he's been, right now, Ben Roethlisberger and, you know, that offense in Pittsburgh, now they get Le'Veon Bell back. Do you think that's going to lower Roethlisberger because they're going to run the ball more? Or, you know, is this a guy who maybe outside of Brady, and I know Palmer's been good earlier, is maybe the best fantasy quarterback going right now?
I don't think it'll hurt Ben. When Le'Veon was in there last year, I mean, he was killing it, you know, and so was Ben. I mean, he had a bunch of huge games down the stretch there. I think it's just another thing for defenses to think about. You try to focus on stopping Le'Veon down there. And you know what? While Le'Veon's been out these first 2 weeks, it's not like D'Angelo Williams has sucked. That guy's been awesome. Punched in three touchdowns last week, racking up huge yardage, and Ben was still good while that was going on. So I don't think it's anything to worry about.
We appreciate the rundown, Jeff. It should be another interesting week in the NFL. Thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.